A lawsuit filed by Black Lives Matter organizers alleges they were brutalized by police during last year's protests. WXXI's James Brown has details.
The complaint filed Monday claims that the Rochester Police Department abused its power by using extreme force during protests in the summer and fall of last year. The large-scale protests reached between 1 and 2,000 people at times. They often happen at night and at various locations, including the Rochester Public Safety Building and the Court Street Bridge. At a news conference Monday, Nicholas Robertson, one of the plaintiffs, says crowd control measures like flashbangs, batons, armored cars, and police dogs were used to intimidate those who protested.
When the people of Rochester gathered together to speak out against police brutality here, the RPD responded not with an apology but with force.
Though the claims center on Rochester police, the suit also names a number of officials like Monroe County Executive Adam Bellow, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren, County Sheriff Todd Baxter, and County Sheriff's deputies as well. A statement from the City of Rochester says they welcome a federal investigation into the Rochester Police Department. It also says they're pushing for the mayor to have the ability to fire officers for cause, among many other reforms. James Brown, WXXI News.